this is Heather Dean with Riptide LLC, based in Atlanta, Georgia, and based in Boston. We are very excited to be here at HR Technology in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're very honored to be with Liza Manolo-Mapuju, the president and CEO, and pronounce it perfectly for me, Liza.
It's Asiometrics.
That's right. So honored to know you and meet you and have a wonderful session here today, learning about your company, your background, all your reaches with the different organizations that you impact. With us also is Mike Salmon, the CEO of Radio X Gwinnett. He is our wonderful leader when it comes to media discussions, talking about business development and all sorts of experts in the HR tech and more space. So with that, let's kick it off. Liza, so wonderful to know you and have met you here at HR Tech. What's driving you here this year, HR Tech? What are you looking for? You know, kind of what's on your mind with regard to that?
Thank you, Heather. It's really an honor to be here. They said nothing happens by coincidence, so there must be a big reason why you caught me.
Yes, I'm so lucky.
Okay, so Heather, it's important that we get to be updated on the recent technology, especially on people tech. Our company, my company, Asiometrics, is leading the HR tech integration in the Philippines. And this year, I was here last year, so this is my second year. There was a lot of discussion about artificial intelligence. And when I got back from the first year of HR Tech conference, I really looked at AI-driven human resource management system. So, but this time, aside from the technology, I really would like to look at user cases where AI has been proven to work and AI has been effective in bringing out, you know, workforce productivity and impact on bottom line. So that's what I'm looking at.
Awesome. And I often have interviewed different leaders that were director of talent acquisition or director of talent analytics in a past role. And it was always like exactly like you said, impacting bottom line revenue and fostering not just, you know, better revenue, but overall performance for the company, for the all the employees within the company. So it's awesome to hear about why you're here this year. What are you looking to see and get out of any particular sessions or vendors that really are exciting to you?
So I wear many hats. I think I mentioned to you that, of course, I'm the CEO of Asiometrics. I think I'm okay on the talent assessment piece. We do service both public and private organizations.
Right.
The high-stake digital examinations, I think at the beginning, I have already partnered with the best of the best platforms there. But I'm looking at OrgView for organizational development.
Very cool.
I don't have that yet. VShare became our partner. We're the exclusive partner of VShare in the Philippines.
Love them.
From last year's conference, I'll be joining them in a bit. So I'm okay with people analytics. For the learning and development, we partner with Disperse. And also, Udemy is our provider partner.
And you're exclusive with Udemy
In the Philippines.
In the Philippines,
yes,
which is really exciting.
Yeah.
That's quite a company.
I also carry the hat as a member of a national council for ethical and responsible use of artificial intelligence in the Philippines. And I'm looking at discussions on AI governance, ethical and responsible use of data analytics and artificial intelligence. So the second one. The third one is I'm also the academic chair of psychology in Asia Pacific College. And I'm looking at how curriculum can still be improved to update our students. We have a new program. It's focused on people tech or HR tech and analytics. So all of this will definitely be very relevant to the three hats that I'm carrying.
Yeah, and also kind of, you know, groundbreaking that you're bringing it in, that you're putting it forth to students, to society, to culture in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So that's a
both
huge thing too.
Both public and private. Improving government processes and transforming, you know, organizations, especially for the public sector, is very important. The examination, the civil service examination, which will be bringing about quality of government employees, is important, and I look forward to that project.
That's so wonderful. What would you say, you know, really drove you to start your company? We definitely have a good background here, but was it, you know, people or talent? Or I know that you work with people and you have a very special expertise on the people side of things. Was that what drove you to start this company?
This is very emotional. I don't know if you're aware that the reason why our economy has been, I would say, stable for the longest time is because of our OFW, our overseas contract workers. So you will find Filipinos all over the world.
Yes.
So our biggest export is human export. But having said that, I feel bad. I really feel bad for the, you know, the parents, especially the fathers who have to leave the Philippines to work abroad.
No.
And I would like to transform the Filipino talents. I'd like to be able to harness the potentials of the Filipinos and hopefully not leave the country.
Exactly.
That we produce more employment. It's happening now because of the outsourcing industry. We
yes.
have BPOs, call center, where we actually beat India for our call center industry. The Filipinos are very warm. We're naturally customer service oriented.
Yes.
We export all the best nurses in the world. In every hospital, there's going to be a Filipino nurse.
Oh, no doubt.
Because, so that is translated to how we take good care of people. But still, I'm still not. So we keep our people somehow because of that. I'm also not happy with our middle class. I hope that we will have a bigger middle class. And it's all about education and training. If we will be able to reskill, upskill our people, and we will be able to generate more jobs, we will be able to keep more Filipinos in the country. I don't mind, you know, exporting people as long as we will still be keeping our talents, I mean,
sure.
a certain percentage of it. We're losing our best doctors, our best nurses, our best engineers. And how can we develop our country if all people are leaving? The other reason why I set up this company is because I had all the reasons to leave and go to another country.
Sure.
But I really decided to stay because I think I have a mission there that I should stay and be part of the transformation of the country.
I admire that so much because I know you can have a huge impact and already have, obviously, but like so much is to come. And that's important because a lot of people often just are sort of tunnel vision or think about their own company or what they want to do or, you know, but you're thinking of the country, of the people of the Philippines. And I absolutely admire that. You're such a star.
Well, she's not just a business leader,
no.
an entrepreneur,
oh.
a business owner, but she's an angel.
I'm an angel.
You're an angel.
You're a beautiful angel.
Because you talk about
and
the
brilliant.
Filipino people
yeah, yeah.
and they're very caring, and you're obviously very caring. It comes from the heart.
There's always a commercial side of the business because I need to be profitable.
Yeah.
But I believe that if you can create value, the money naturally follows. Our clients feel that. Our clients realize that we would like to prove our value first before I get your money. I want to make sure that every single cent that's really paid to our client
yes.
is valuable, that they get their money's worth.
Absolutely. That is so absolutely important to me,
okay,
too.
There's one thing about our company that you will be happily surprised. Our company, Asiametrics, is the first corporate Rotary Club in the country.
Oh my gosh.
What does it mean? It means that every single employee is a Rotarian. So we have community service projects.
Oh, I love that.
A certain percentage of our revenue goes to our community projects. We adopt a school, we adopt a community, we have scholarship programs. We support all the Rotary International projects like End Polio projects and all.
The more you give, the more you
the
receive.
The more you give.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
And I've seen the new generations, the Gen X and the Gen Y and the Gen Z, especially the Gen Y and the Gen Z. They're looking for purpose and meaning. And they know that when they become part of our company, they become part of supporting and helping communities. And they know that we are pushing for definitely sales
yes.
and revenue,
right.
profit, but a certain part of the profit goes back to the society.
Oh my gosh.
The work at Asymmetrics by itself is really serving the community, but we really have direct community projects.
So incredibly amazing.
You're leaving a legacy. The website where we could find out more information?
Sure, asymmetrics.com. So yes. that's our. So ASEA, it means that that's the territory that we are in. But we also have projects outside of Asia. In fact, Riyadh Transport in the Middle East is one of our clients. All the drivers, all the metro people applying to Riyadh Transport goes to our assessment. So that's about spanning, what, 6 continents? So that's a global account that we have.
For 2025, what's in your sights, on your horizon to accomplish with the company in general? You know, more expansion or any kind of thoughts that come to mind?
So two things. I would like to corner the high-stake digital examination space. At the same time, the reason why we partner with VShare is because I'm pushing for people analytics. And this year will become very important in our direction towards people analytics.
I absolutely admire that company, too. Any other things that you would have on your mind or would like to chat about?
I'm in the U.S. because I'm applying for a PhD program in Arizona State University.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm taking, because I have a master's degree on measurement and evaluation, that's why psychometrics is an area. I'm interested in cognitive psychology. So the program that I'm looking at is behavioral neuroscience. So
that
yes.
is so incredible.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be a retirement for me.
Oh,
I will
my God.
Retire in the university. Definitely.
Right.
I'm planning for an exit strategy for the business, but I will go back to the university.
Oh, my gosh. We can't wait to
I will go
hear.
Back because my first 10 years is really in the university.
Yes.
At De La Salle University in Manila.
That is so incredible. So many different careers that make you just so multi-talented,
so
but multi.
For the parting words, again,
yes.
I would like to share the Ikigai, the reason for being, our raison d'etre
yes.
of Asymmetrics is this. We would like to envision a world where every talent is a valued talent in the organization. And the only way to be a valued talent is if you know how to thrive in people, organization, technology, ecosystem.
Yes.
And I think every employee, every talent should realize that. That's why technology is very important at this point. It, because it's not just a differentiation, it's actually an equalizer.
Right.
People will just get up to speed and be reskilled in technology. That's an enabler that they can really use to become not just a better person, but become a more productive member
confident.
Of society.
Confident, yes,
right?
Confidence. And it's that combination of the people skills and people talent and the metrics and the analytics and the data. So that's a very powerful combination and it's an honor to know you and speak with you.
Congratulations on
thank
all
you,
your
Liza.
Success.
We're so blessed to know you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
How lucky I got.
I should go to Georgia for the
You should absolutely. You should absolutely come to Atlanta, Georgia, and be with us in the studio. And then there's several people I already have in mind that I want you to meet that are multi-talented in different fields that would be right on with you. Thank you so much, Liza.
Thank you.
Such an honor to know you.